The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said to them, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, open our lips, that our mouths may declare your praise. Amen. I'll be honest, it's not easy for me to preach on Ash Wednesday. There's just so much going on in the day. Mortality. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. There's confession. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. There is the solemnity of admitting our sin and our brokenness and wearing ashes as a sign of mourning and repentance. But there is also on this night the great hope that in Christ God does truly forgive us. As anyone who has ever used lava hand soap knows, ashes can be cleansing. Our penitence and self-examination go hand in hand with God's grace and God's mercy, with his love that can never be fully described. But something that I think brings all these threads together for us tonight is the simple truth that sometimes there is a no. Now, nowadays, we don't really believe in the no. We don't think that we should be told what we can or can't do, what we must or must not do. If I want it, if I think it'll make me happier or more fulfilled, then I should be able to have it or do it. And so we have the conviction that, sure, yeah, money really can make you happy. We have a society that acts as though some people are worth more than others. We act as though other people exist simply to gratify our wants and desires. We don't want limits, if we're honest. We don't want anyone, not even God, to look at us ever and say no. But Ash Wednesday is a day of no. We begin our season of Lent tonight, 40 days, and that's not counting the Sundays, because Sundays are always a celebration of the resurrection. 40 days, like Jesus' time in the wilderness, set aside especially for spiritual reflection, for self-examination, self-denial. It's a time to fast, a time to repent, a time most of all to change our focus from ourselves to God, to neighbor, and especially to the least among us. We offer ashes tonight as a sign of our mortality, our limits, our need for repentance, and our hope in the cleansing power of Christ's love. Ashes are a symbol of no. And Lent is a season in many ways of no. We struggle to say no to our own desires. We struggle to say no to those things that distract us from loving God and loving others. But the ashes that we offer and wear tonight aren't really about our no. Our no is important as we struggle to resist temptation, as we strive against sin, but our no is only a response. And on its own, our no will never be enough. The scandalous truth of Ash Wednesday is that tonight we wear a symbol of God's no. After the Garden of Eden, our fall into sin, God said no to humanity having the fruit of the tree of life, and so we are mortal, inevitably to return to dust. In the words of the law and the prophets, God again and again said no to our human vanity, to our self-righteousness, to our greed, to our desire to control others by force. He said no to our self-serving. He said no to our prejudices. He said no to our lack of generosity and compassion. And we don't like the no. But despite what we may feel, that no is a gift. Think of the parent who never ever wants to have their kid mad at them and so never tells them no. Does that work well? No. When God says no, even more than from any human parent, it is a word that comes from love. It is God inviting us to say the same no ourselves. We wear ashes as a sign that we have heard God's word of no to our sins, to all the foolish ways that we would choose the paths of death. But here's the amazing thing. Here's the good news of this night, the real gift. God says no, but God is never saying no to you. Ashes do not represent God's rejection. In Christ, God says an unconditional yes to you, his beloved children. And there's only one way that he can say no to our sin and yes to us. See, God's no, in the end, isn't a word of wrath. It's not a word of judgment. It's not an angry God up in heaven shaking his fist down at us. God's no is a word of grace and mercy. God undoes sin by forgiving it. There is a no that is good. God's no to sin. A word of mercy. A word of hope. A word that says, no matter how we have stumbled and fallen, no matter what wrong we have done, that wrong does not define us. That sin and death do not have a claim on us. This is God's no to our death, so that he can say yes to our life. In just a few moments, you will hear the liturgical words that invite us into Lent. This is our invitation to a whole life of repenting, of saying no and turning away from sin and death, joining our no to God's no, so that we can also join our yes of faith and love to his yes of grace and promise. God's no is mercy and forgiveness. It is no to everything that would hold us captive. God's no is a yes to forgiveness and life and peace. May we enter into this Lenten struggle with all our hearts, confident that God's word accomplishes everything that we need.